This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Death of American icon Loretta Lynn. First Lady of Country Music.
What we've learned about the final days of the coal miner's daughter.
Her last photo. Then.
Put the baby down!
The baby human shield.
Put the kid down!
And Whoopi Goldberg firing back. Did she wear a fat suit in her new movie?
It was not a fat suit. That was me.
Plus, here she is, the elderly mom, saved after her hero son braved Hurricane Ian.
I've been swimming forever.
How did you feel when you saw him?
Then, college family weekend slaying.
The father shot in a hotel lobby after cops say a homeless man got into a dispute over a cup of coffee.
People were hiding under their beds in their bathrooms.
And the new Miss USA.
As the pageant pays tribute to the former Miss USA, gone too soon.
Tonight, we honor Chesney.
I thought it was perfect.
Plus,
no date.
This guy couldn't get a date for his brother's wedding, so he went on TikTok.
Can you believe 8,000 women wanted to date him?
The wedding day is here. Wait till you see who he picked. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. She was born a coal miner's daughter, but she became the queen of country music. Music legend Loretta Lynn died peacefully in her sleep today at the age of 90. And during her 60-year musical career, she was a forceful voice for women at a time when that wasn't often seen. Megan Alexander looks back at her life.
Well,
today, the world is mourning the death of the coal miner's daughter.
Country music legend Loretta Lynn has died at the age of 90.
Loretta Lynn rose from dire poverty to country music legend.
Today, her family is sharing that the Queen of Country passed away this morning at age 90 here at her beloved ranch outside Nashville.
In a joint statement, her four surviving children said, "Our precious mom, Loretta Lynn, passed away peacefully this morning, October 4th, in her sleep at home in her beloved ranch in Hurricane Mills." The family released this last photo taken on her 90th birthday, strumming her guitar. Look, she's barefoot. Tributes are pouring in. Dolly Parton writes, "She was a wonderful human being, wonderful talent, had millions of fans, and I'm one of them. I miss her dearly." Inside Edition spoke to country music legends, the Oak Ridge Boys.
It's a terrible loss to have lost Loretta Lynn. She was our queen. We were talking earlier about the fact that Great Britain lost their queen, and today country music lost their queen.
Loretta had been in ill health for years. She suffered a stroke in 2017. 8 months later, she broke her hip in a fall.
The legend earned her first hit song, "I'm a Honky Tonk Girl," in 1960, as depicted in this classic movie, The Coal Miner's Daughter.
Many nights I've lay awake and cry.
Sissy Spacek won the Best Actress Oscar for playing Loretta.
And I want to thank Loretta Lynn.
In a tribute today, Sissy Spacek says, "The world lost a magnificent human being." The trailblazing icon sang about the daily struggles of working class women.
"'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man."
And she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Obama in 2013. Her last public performance took place 3 years ago on her 87th birthday. A great American singer who will be remembered forever for her voice and her life.
Loretta Lynn once said she got along with all women singers, but especially Dolly Parton, because she said they both spoke the same hillbilly language. Other news today, a domestic dispute call turned terrifyingly violent when a man grabbed his baby and used it as a human shield during a confrontation with police. There was a tense standoff before the child was rescued.
Put the baby down!
It's a heart-stopping standoff. A father is using his little boy as a human baby shield. Deputies are faced with a tough dilemma, taking him into custody without injuring the little guy.
Holding a one-year-old child in the center of your chest, clearly he's using the child as a shield.
The sheriff says the shocking standoff started as a domestic dispute. The dad was accused of kidnapping his year-old son, and a police chase ended at a McDonald's drive-thru window in Palm Coast, Florida.
Put the kid down!
They repeatedly warned him to put the kid down and get on the ground. He wouldn't, so they tased him.
So how difficult was it to not hurt the baby in that moment?
It was extremely difficult. When you fire a taser, you're sending out two prongs. And fortunately, one prong hit the suspect in the leg and the other one in his chest area, but away from the baby.
Deputies immediately rush in to rescue the baby and reassure him. The suspect, Brandon Lohner, rolls under a vehicle with a canine dog in pursuit. He then crawls out. All the while, the kid is calling for his father. As he continues to resist, the canine bites down on his leg. Finally taken into custody, the baby was reunited with mom. This is Lohner and son during happier times, before he did an unspeakable thing, using his son as a human baby shield.
And the father, who was treated for injuries received from the police dog, was arrested on a number of charges, including kidnapping and reckless driving. Whoopi Goldberg is smacking back at a critic who wrongly claimed that she wears a fat suit in her new movie.
Whoopi Goldberg is calling out a movie critic who says she wore a fat suit in her new movie, Till.
She was distracted by my fat suit.
Whoopi plays the grandmother of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old who was lynched in 1955 in Mississippi, a slaying that sparked the civil rights movement.
The lynching of my son has shown me that what happens to any of us had better be the business of us all.
I don't really care how you felt about the movie, but you should know that was not a fat suit. That was me.
It turns out her larger-than-usual appearance was a result of steroids, which she was taking for radiating back pain known as sciatica. Last year, it got so bad she was hospitalized and had to use a walker.
I have a walker, which kind of freaked me out.
In a review published in the Daily Beast, the critic writes she was in a distracting fat suit. The line has now been deleted, and an editor's note declaring Whoopi Goldberg says she was not wearing a fat suit.
It's okay not to be a fan of a movie, but you want to leave people's looks out.
Till hits theaters around the country October 28th. We've told you about talk of trouble in the marriage of Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. People magazine is now reporting that after months of tension, Bündchen has hired a divorce attorney. Mr. Brady is said to be looking for one. The magazine says a big problem has been Tom Brady's decision to come out of retirement and return to football. The couple have two children together. Last time we told you about that wheelchair-bound mother who was rescued from rising floodwaters in her home by her son. He told us that he did what any son would do for his mom. And now she's speaking with Amber Cagliano, saying she is beyond proud of her son.
The 84-year-old mom in this stunning image seen across America is speaking out to Inside Edition.
I am grateful to be alive, and I'm really grateful for my son.
Wheelchair-bound Karen Lauder was rescued from her flooded home in Naples by her son and grandson, who swam more than half a mile to reach her.
We're arriving to Grandma's.
She was up to her neck in water when they got there.
How did you feel when you saw him?
I would give him a great big hug for being there.
They wrapped her in the only dry sheets in her house to keep her from getting hypothermia. Then they pushed her through knee-deep water in her wheelchair to safety.
Are you holding up?
I'm not.
Only a few more miles to go.
Karen is now in the hospital being treated for bacterial infections from the dirty flood water. Her son Johnny is being hailed a hero.
What do you want to say to him?
I told my son more than once I love him. And I do. I appreciate it more than he knows.
Terrifying new video is also emerging of people riding out the hurricane in their homes.
Okay, we shouldn't have stayed. Please keep going. Please keep going.
Karen DeHaes shot this dramatic video inside her home on San Carlos Island off Fort Myers.
Go, 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 go.
Within minutes, the house is inundated.
Incredible. Back to Miss Lauder, the lady who was trapped in her flooded home. Her family has set up a GoFundMe account to help her and other family members displaced by the storm. We've got more information over at InsideEdition.com. And Family Weekend is supposed to be a happy occasion for the families of students experiencing college life. But one has ended in tragedy after a father visiting his son was gunned down in a random shooting. Les Trent reports.
It started as a string of activities as moms and dads get to visit campus and see how their kids are settling in. But Family Weekend at Marist College outside New York City just ended in tragedy. The father of a Marist sophomore was killed in the lobby of this hotel where the family was staying. Investigators say it happened when a homeless man who was also staying in the hotel came down to the lobby for coffee and got into an argument with staff. Then gunfire erupted. The victim is 53-year-old Long Island accountant Paul Kutz. His son, Sean, attends Marist. Reporter Allison Hall is at the family's house.
One neighbor told me the slain father lived for his family.
Two men, both described by police as homeless, were arrested. John Busick and his wife were also staying at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel for Family Weekend.
People were hiding under their beds and their bathrooms. I mean, nobody knew what was really going on.
He took this video after the shooting as shocked Marist College families gathered. Now questions are being raised about how two homeless men ended up in a hotel room.
Still wondering who was paying for it or exactly how long they were staying there.
The hotel was closed today as police investigated. Now, a family is shattered by a slaying that should have never happened. All over a cup of coffee.
One of the two suspects is charged with murder, the other with weapons possession. The Miss USA pageant was held last night with Miss Texas winning the crown. But there was one guest who was invited who just couldn't attend. She's the mother of the 2019 winner who jumped to her death from a New York City high-rise. And she spoke with Stephen Fabian.
Miss USA is Texas!
She's the new Miss USA. 28-year-old Arbany Gabriel, Miss Texas, was crowned last night in Reno, becoming the first Filipino-American to win the title.
Texas!
Turns out she's a model and fashion designer and actually designed and made her own outfit for the interview portion. She beat out 50 other contestants to win the crown.
Tonight, we honor Chesley.
But the pageant took a somber turn as Miss USA 2019 Chesley Christ was remembered. The 30-year-old attorney and TV personality suffered from depression and jumped to her death from a New York City high-rise in January. Chesley's mom, April, was invited to last night's pageant, but says it was too emotional for her to go.
Was there a part of you that wanted to be there in attendance?
My memories of Reno are with Chesley.
and every emotion I felt sitting in that crowd and anticipating, hoping they would call her name. And right now, that's just how I want to keep it.
As her mom, how do you want her to be remembered?
Her passing was certainly a shock to many people. I really want people to focus on the life that she lived, the community she touched, and certainly her warm, warm, engaging spirit.
By the way, Chesley's mom is also a former pageant competitor. She was crowned Mrs. North Carolina back in 2002.
Next, cheating and fishing.
Oh!
They found lead weights stuffed in this record-breaking catch.
We got weights and fish!
What happened when the angry crowd turned on them?
Get out of here!
Plus,
no date.
This guy couldn't get a date for his brother's wedding, so he went on TikTok.
Can you believe 8,000 women wanted to date him?
The wedding day is here. Wait till you see who he picked. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This is probably the most talked about tackle on Monday Night Football. Take a look. A Straker takes the field during the second quarter of the 49ers-Rams game. Didn't take more than a second for two Rams guys to bring him down. This Straker did have his clothes on, and it turns out he is an animal rights activist. He was given a police citation, and no, this was not, as some joked, a failed gender reveal because of all that pink smoke. And what started as a fishy story could result in criminal charges. A fishing contest in which some of the fish were made heavier with weights is now being investigated by the local prosecutor. And since there was a $30,000 prize at stake, authorities are looking into a potential case of felony theft.
Scandal in the high-stakes world of competitive fishing.
Get out of here!
A two-man team going for a $30,000 jackpot is caught allegedly having put lead weights inside the fish they just caught. The suspicious judge cuts open the fish and pulls out weight after weight.
We got weights and fish! Get out of here!
Minutes earlier, Chase Kaminsky and Jake Runyon weighed in their catch at the fishing tournament on Lake Erie.
You gotta beat 16-some pounds. Yeah, right. 33.91, 33.91, your new leaders, locking it in, team of the year.
Ross Robertson, host of a popular fishing podcast, tells Inside Edition there's been suspicions about Kaminsky and Runyon for some time.
These guys were catching these fish and then stuffing their mouths with the weight?
Yeah, they got a little sloppy from the standpoint of they put so much weight in such a small fish, relative, that it was very noticeable.
As the crowd turns on them, one of the alleged cheaters just stands there.
Jake, I want you to leave. I don't want anybody to touch these guys.
Nate Leaders paid $400 to enter the competition. He's accused the duo of cheating before.
Do you have anything to say, Jake?
They deny it and deny it to the point where they threaten to sue me. And now, look, you know, you're busted. What do you have to say for yourself? And he had nothing to say.
We got weights and fish. Get out of here!
Earlier this year, the pair accused of cheating won three other fishing tournaments. When we come back, the guy who went on TikTok to get a date for his brother's wedding.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
He was thrilled to be a groomsman at his brother's wedding. One problem, he really wanted to have a date, so he went on TikTok to find one.
He's a groomsman at his kid brother's wedding. Spiffy suit? Check. Wedding gift? Check. But Steve Allaire has a big problem.
No date.
The bachelor has just a few weeks to pick a date.
I hadn't had a whole ton of luck with women.
So he took a gamble on the power of social media, posting videos on TikTok.
I was honestly like flabbergasted when it hit 10,000 views and it ended up with millions.
Get this, Steve received a mind-blowing 7.2 million hits and an avalanche of 8,000 women looking to be his wedding date.
Hi there, I'm Emily from South Florida.
Hey Steve, I heard you're in the market for a date to a wedding.
How would I be the best date for you to your friend's wedding?
Time is running out.
It was getting closer and closer and I didn't have a date yet.
Out of all the eligible ladies,
very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Kat Gilbride caught his eye.
This is wild.
They're close in age, and Kat lives near the wedding venue in Sturbridge, Massachusetts.
I was intrigued. I was like, oh, this is so endearing and cute.
Here's what happened when they met face to face.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing
nice
good.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
It's Steve's lucky day. They definitely have a connection.
I thought he was a cute guy. I was excited.
My jaw literally dropped when I saw her.
So in the 11th hour, Steve got a date.
Happy wedding day.
Yeah,
let's
right?
go. You're not dressed yet. What's happening?
Uh-oh. They already sound like a married couple.
Almost ready?
Getting there.
Kat helps Steve finish his look. Then it's time for a practice dance. The wedding went off without a hitch. So who knows? Maybe this insta date will lead to more bells ringing in the future.
If it happens, Inside Edition, you're invited to our wedding.
Oh, don't say that, because we'll be there. And when we come back, a scary moment at the pumpkin patch. Finally today, trick or treat.
It's a creepy Mike Myers mini-me at the pumpkin patch. Oops, he's not exactly as menacing as the movie version. But just like Mike Myers, he gets back up and is ready to scare.
If you're counting, it's 27 days till Halloween. Time to buy some candy. That's Inside Edition. See you tomorrow.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.